This child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel and for a sign which shall be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are almost at New Year when we start another calendar year, and most of the people have high expectation and expectations every time when the year changes. They, at least in some way, hope that this year would be different and it would be a better one than the year which just ended. Of course, many times, if not most of the times, all people face at least some disappointments during the year. But recently, on those rare occasions when I still watch the news, it seems that today many people are so afraid of the upcoming New Year because they worry because of so many things. They might worry because of a border wall. They might worry because of elections, or if they have something really serious to worry about, they worry about the war, living in the midst of it, and if they have a home or even an own country to live anymore in this starving year. And of course, when people turn their hopes and expectation to the all-powerfulness of men, then they often are very greatly disappointed. But what's always kind of a hard to understand is that why a Christian who has just witnessed the birth of a Redeemer, the one who takes away all the sins and opens the gates of heaven, why should he be worried about the upcoming events in the world? We who are children of God, and as we heard, not only children, but heirs also, we can never forget that it is God who is in charge, not man. No matter how high and mighty a man might be, or to be said it better, how great and mighty he thinks he is. It is always God who is in charge, not he. When the chosen people of God, when they were expecting Messiah to be born, different people had different expectations. That's why Simeon today said that this child will be to some the hope in the resurrection, but to some a sign of contradiction. Those who are and are children of God, like Blessed Virgin Mary, they were strengthened in their faith. Again, we heard on Christmas that Mary, who believed everything, her faith was strengthened by the narrative of the shepherds. And now Simeon tells her even more and wonderful things about this newborn child. Most of the Jews in that time, they expected an earthly Messiah, somebody who would put end to wars and oppressions by the great power of a man. But Simeon's longing for the Redeemer, it was something different than putting his hope into power of man. In fact, it was something completely different. Simeon's longing for the Redeemer, it was a holy and religious longing. He hoped for one who would bring redemption from sins, who would save him from this world, not changing the world which will vanish one day, but who would change souls, that his soul and the souls of all would be redeemed from clutches and chains of sins, and also released from all vain and useless hopes. For decades, Simeon, he had seen the corruption of his people increasing, and he had prayed always more fervently to God, that before he would die, he could see the Messiah, the fulfillment of that decades-long expectation. Simeon, he put his trust to God instead putting trust to men. If he had hoped in men, certainly he would have given up after waiting years and years and decade after decade. But finally, God fulfilled his faithful expectation, and in the temple he could see with his own eyes the Holy Family and that child to whom he had put his hope and trust. So that's why he was prophesying that this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And that contradiction that he mentioned to Mary, the mother of this child, as well. He warned her that this child will be the mark against whom there will be heaped hatred. So many people would love this child, but also many people would hate him, and that hatred would be done by the enemies of God, enemies of truth, and enemies of virtue. Dear faithful, now when we are about to start the new year, we should make this new year the year of hope, but most of all, the year of trust. Haven't we, as Simeon just did, haven't we witnessed the birth of him to whom all power and all glory, both in the world and in heavens, belong? Isn't here the child who takes away not only our sins, but our fear as well? Belief in Jesus, that drives away all fear. So whatever world might keep over us or against us, that doesn't concern or worry us anymore. God will arrange things as he sees best, and throughout the whole history of mankind, he has done exactly that. We only need to look at the child and we shall fear no more. God is in charge. Because truly, if we would put our hope in trust into this world, we certainly would have many things to fear of. Whenever the world is set in front of death, diseases, or catastrophes, it is terrified. If one does not believe in God, if one does not believe in heaven or in hell, then of course he would be terrified of death or catastrophes, because then he would realize or think that when he dies, everything disappears, including his soul. But we who are God's children, and as we heard, heirs also, we have been put our expectation, our hope, and our trust into this newborn lovely child. If we put our trust to men, we will certainly be disappointed. But when we put our trust in this child, we will never be disappointed, nor will we be fearful or afraid of whatever might come on this new year. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.